Sally Johnson, the Food and Beverages Manager from the Ministry of Primary Industries. Are we doing that now, Andrew? Joins us now. Hello, Sally. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us. Manager for Food and Beverage, Ministry for Primary Industries. How were these rules divined? How did you decide that all burger patties had to be cooked through?
So firstly, we didn't specify, none of the rules specify that burger patties have to be cooked through. What we did in the Simply Safe and Suitable template is that we worked with food businesses about the most common methods that they use to produce safe and suitable food.
So when you talk about food businesses, are you talking about fast food restaurants or are you talking about fine dining? What sort of food business?
There was a range of people involved. So we had workshops with a range of people from the local cafe right through to chefs in restaurants around the country. So, through that process, the template was always only one option that people have. So not everybody has to do what is in the template, but if you're wanting to do something different than what's in the template, then you have the opportunity to write your own procedures and prove to us that it's safe. And if you can do it safely, then you can put whatever you like on your menu.
And how do you go about proving that, and how expensive will that be?
Okay, so it depends a little bit on the methods that you're going to choose. If it's something brand new that nobody's ever seen and it's the newest, latest technology, then it will probably be quite expensive. I would hate to put a number on it. But if it's something that we've seen before and you can basically do a bit of a search of the literature and a few tests in your kitchen, then it's not going to cost very much at all.
So rather than you following up when there is a problem, you want chefs to anticipate problems and license themselves accordingly.
Well, at the end of the day, the people that are making and selling the food need to take responsibility for that food. It's them that their customers look to keep the food safe and to keep them safe. We're happy to point out some of the risks with certain foods, and chefs and other experts can identify how they make those foods safe for consumers. And when they do that, they can do whatever they like for their menu. So,
it does seem a little bit proactive, shall we say, in the nicest possible way. You know, chefs are not in the business of poisoning their customers, and chefs surely, and especially at customers as well, prefer a rare or a medium rare over a well done. And shouldn't they be allowed to ask for that?
One of the questions that we have is whether the customers that prefer something for taste understand whether or not that comes with a risk. We are tasked with ensuring that food in New Zealand is safe and suitable, and putting in some rules and some guidelines around that. But also for letting businesses know, that they need to help take responsibility for lowering foodborne illness in New Zealand. And the numbers that we have in New Zealand are still too high. The foodborne illness statistics, they are difficult to read because a lot of the illnesses are one here, one there, one all over the place. It's really hard to pin down to particular foods.
I would have thought that too, because also if you take something home from a restaurant and then don't store it properly, that's not the restaurant's fault either.
No, it's not. So it's a piece of work that works across the food chain. Everybody has their part to play, whether it's the butcher providing the meat, whether it's the restaurant cooking the meat, or the consumer taking leftovers home and handling those. Everybody has a part to play, and it's part of our role to try and put as much information out there so that people know how to play their part and reduce their risks. And that's what we're trying to do.
I understand that you've got a job to do. It just seems a bit overprotective.
And we're not saying don't have rare burgers. We're not saying don't have rare burgers. We're saying cook rare burgers in a way that reduces the risks of illness to your customers.
But if there aren't any illnesses and you can't pinpoint the restaurant has had illnesses as a result, why should they have to comply?
Because of all the illnesses in New Zealand, almost none of them are pinpointed because of the way that foodborne illness works.
Well, then how do you know it's the restaurant cooking a medium rare burger that's at fault?
What we understand about meat and mince and the risks associated with that are part of the picture. So quite apart from whether or not, you know, we can pinpoint a specific cause of a specific instance of illness from one person eating one burger, you know, that's really hard to do. Lots of people that get ill don't report that in the first place, and even if they do, they often don't correctly identify the food or foods that made them sick. Because if somebody gets sick from this, it's probably not directly after they ate it. It'll be tomorrow or the next day or the day after that. You know, it could be quite a while, and so they might not think it was the burger when in fact it was. So there are a lot of variables, and what we're saying is that, you know, the science tells us about the kinds of illness people are getting and the kinds of places where bugs causing those illnesses are found. And mince is one of those places where bugs causing the kinds of illnesses that people are suffering from and foodborne illness are found.
Well, Sally, I understand you've got a job to do, but it just seems like political, you know, it really does seem like going completely overboard with precautions when there is no evidence that you can point to that it's the restaurant's fault. So they're going to have to go through a costly and time-consuming process to give customers what they want because of a suspicion you have that it might be a burger that's causing the problem.
We're not putting in these rules. I mean, at the end of the day, the risks around burgers have been well known for quite a long time. And overseas, there have been and there continue to be illnesses relating to undercooked minced meats. You know, the risks are quite well documented in this case. I can understand people wanting to have food choices, and people make food choices about high-risk foods every day of the week. What we're saying is that the Simply Safe and Suitable template provides one option. There are other options. There is a risk to be managed, but it doesn't have to be managed the way that the template says.
Okay.
There are other options.
Okay.
And we're happy to work with chefs on those other options.
All right. Thank you for your time.